Richmond's economy is hurting, says city mayor Dwight Jones.
We also have a 26% poverty rate, and so it's very important for us to expand our tax base, particularly if we're going to give the money we need to give to schools and improving infrastructure.
He wants to revitalize Choco Bottom, the city's downtown area, by building a baseball stadium, apartment buildings, grocery stores, and a hotel, where old parking lots now sit. Many local business owners like the plan.
It's crucial to our business, so this development is do or die for this area.
But underneath these untended lots where the proposed baseball stadium would stand lie archaeological treasures from Choco Bottom's days as a center for the slave trade over 150 years ago.
This is history that has been gone from us for so long. We are just now being able to reclaim it.
Local activist Anna Edwards says excavations could reveal what happened to the 400,000 men and women who were brought to Richmond and sold in its slave auctions.
Almost all black people who have ancestry that is that old in the country can trace it right back here to Choco Bottom.
Archaeologists have unearthed a small part of that history. A memorial marks the site of the notorious Lumpkins Jail, where thousands of slaves were held, and the African burial ground next to it. Robert Niewig, with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, says the Choco District would benefit more from international historic tourism than baseball fans.
Choco Bottom is a place, a site of conscience. Now, there are sites of conscience across the world, and they function both to remind us of what happened historically, but also give us an opportunity to make connections in our minds and our hearts to things that are happening today.
Anna Edwards says preserving Choco Bottom would allow Richmond to remember the history of its slaves as much as the history of its slave owners.
You do not find anything that lets you know that black people had almost anything to do with this city and its evolution. I mean, there's a stipulation that there's no sculpture that can be taller than the monument to Robert E. Lee on Monument Avenue. Our most beautiful historic cemetery is a Confederate-era cemetery.
Dolores McQueen spent nearly 20 years identifying and marking the trail that brought enslaved Africans to Richmond's auction blocks. She supports the mayor's plan as the only means to fund a museum and additional memorials about Choco's slave legacy. And if his plan falls through,
I imagine that we will continue to have asphalt here for a very long time.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.